Sports Radio on WFNZ AM and HD Charlotte, WBAV FM HD3 Gastonia, WPEG FM HD3 Concord.
CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to another edition of About Your House with your host, Ray Terry.
This old house once knew its children. This old house once knew its wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life.
About Your House is brought to you by Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning, your trained comfort specialist, 704-821-6920. While others talk about quality, we deliver it. Quality Comfort Heating and Air. Also brought to you in part by The Building Center. Five locations to serve you. Call 704-889-8182 for the location near you. Pineville store open Saturdays from 8 till 1. Service you can build on. The Building Center. And brought to you by Ramjack, your foundation and structural repair specialist. Call them today, 704-829-2900. Also by CHIPS, the Carolina Home Improvement Pros. Call 704-821-0777 for a membership directory. Now, here's your host of About Your House, Ray Terry.
Well, this whole house is getting shaken. This whole house.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to another beautimous Saturday morning at the Big FNZ Studios in South End, Charlotte. In the rainy weather today, hey, get used to it. You're going to have it all day. Going to move out tomorrow. It's going to be wet today, kind of dank and little chilly. That's all you need to know. Wear your coat. Put some rain gear on. You might even take an umbrella out if you're an umbrella kind of person. I find it just another piece of baggage I got to keep up with, and we leave it at home.
Well, the Weather Channel said a minute ago, just right before you got here, it said we're going to have a little bit of rain today. We might have as much as an inch.
Well,
an inch is a little bit more than a little bit to me, but
You know, it's going to rain. I mean, what's the percentage? I just told you, it's going to rain, damn it. So just expect to get wet. And there you go. That's today. If you overseeded your yard, well, you'd waited too late to start with because leaves are covering them up. And we got to talk a little bit about leaves because we are a leaf city. Would y'all agree to that?
We are a tree city for sure.
Tree. Well, what do you got with trees? Come on.
A few leaves, probably.
A few. Yeah. And those white oaks that are everywhere. Patrick George loves them, though. Now, who's he? Man, we'll talk about him another day. No, he's an arborist. He owns Heartwood Tree. He's like a monkey. He loves trees, and he loves the canopy. And Charlotte's a beautiful city because of it. But now we suffer for it in the autumn months of the year because we have an abundance of leaves. And they're very, very hazardous, and especially if you don't take care of your leaves. They're your leaves, for Pete's sake. They come off your trees. Get them out of your yard and away from the curb, too, because they're dangerous, right? Okay. I know they're a pain in the butt. The worst thing in the world when I was a kid was raking leaves because I always didn't get paid for it. It was, you didn't have a tree, go rake leaves. Why? Because they got to be raked up. I hate it. And putting them in a bag, man, I didn't mind.
My son's the same way. He would never live anywhere where there was leaves. He'd rake so many leaves. Apparently, he said, I'll never live anywhere. I'll have concrete in the yard before I'll rake leaves.
I rake leaves. I got a big pile out back now, and I got a little alleyway full of leaves. And I got to fix it. Because every time you open the door, what happens? a darn leaf blows in. They're annoying, too. Aren't any people come in your house and they bring leaves with them? It's just that time of the year.
Hey, I think I told this funny story one time. We used to, people rake those leaves up out there, out towards Myers Park. They'd rake a pile big as a semi truck out by the road, you know, years ago. I'm talking about a long time ago. When I was a teenager. And we'd be over there. I ran around with some guys that were a little bit older than I was, which was not a really good idea, but anyway. they were really good people, but that probably wasn't one of my better deals. But anyway, I remember being in a Oldsmobile flying up the side of the road over in the night and boy driving, diving into a big pile of them, and somebody had set an engine block of a car in there. We hit that thing, and it almost took the front end off the car, and the lights came on in the house, and we're trying to back up. The leaves are everywhere, you know what I mean? I thought, we're not going to do this anymore, not with me in the car. Somebody, I guess we'd hit one the same time, too many. He set us up. Nice big pile, perfect target, and set a block right in the middle of it.
Got you.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for you?
And not too good at about 35 miles an hour.
All right. Welcome to About Your House. Uncle Red's in the house, as you know, and good to have you back, sir. Are you well?
Oh, I'm fine, yeah. I'm fine. I just was sick that whole week leading into the weekend. Called Ray. I told him, I said, I'm so sick that I'm going to tell you a day and a half before the show, I'm not going to come. I wouldn't come if I had felt better. You know what I mean? I just, too sick.
A lot of other people are
sick, too.
There's a lot of mess out there. I mean, a lot of illnesses.
Well, it's cold, 20 degrees flu. One day, and it's 75 or 80 the next, and it's, you know, it's crazy.
It's yeah.
And I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but all your life you hear it does. You know, temperature goes up, temperature goes down.
You got to drink your grape juice every day. Am I sick?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You drink your grape juice, and you stay well. It's got stuff in it.
I'm sure it won't bother my blood sugar either, right?
Well, you got to you take one glass, just like you drink a glass of wine, like you don't drink beer, okay? Drink you a glass of wine every day.
Who are you talking about?
You. You know, but you drink your grape juice. I'm serious, it works. All these people drink that
acai. You heard it first, right here.
How long you guys been married? You guys like a bickering old couple this morning.
I don't know, but could you get me a good attorney on the phone?
Drink your grape juice now.
Speaking of which, I got to go see one after the show today. But anyway.
I want to know how that's working out for you.
Well, after today, it's going to be real better, okay?
Real better. I like that. Well, why don't you tell them who our guests are?
I'm going to.
Okay.
If you'll shut up.
Well, I thought maybe we'd both be on Social Security before we told them who the guests were going to be.
No, sir. Glad to know you're doing better. I love you.
Thank you.
Take care. All right.
I guess I'm supposed to leave now.
Hey, go ahead and exit out. We'll get the security for you.
Yeah, I'll just leave, yeah.
Hey, would you? No.
You're being escorted out of the building. Thank you for coming down.
We appreciate seeing you again.
That's good. Thank you for the biscuit.
I love breakfast, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's move on. Where are we going? We're going to do a show about wildlife, bugs, pests, and how, well, here in the South, we got bugs, we got spiders, we got wildlife. And you know what, folks? We were here after them. We came after the bugs. In other words, they live here, we're just visiting. I'm not too sure who the pests are. People or bugs? I mean, really, you think about it. Which came first? The chicken, you know, the egg thing? Well, which came first, bugs or people?
Is that what I'm supposed to tell my wife when she tells me to get the bugs out of the house? I say, well, honey, were here first, so we're going to have to...
you know me and squirrels, right? You befriend your squirrels. Yep. You know,
You're not telling me to hang out with my bugs, are you?
I kind of do. I mean, no, you do, but they know how to hide. I mean, let's face it, you can walk outside. You don't see bugs everywhere. You might see lizards everywhere. And there's a biggie, lizards. Yeah, y'all get much complaints about lizards? Anyway, let me introduce my guest. Citywide Exterminating's here. The three family members, and they're passionate about what they do. And they've done it. Robert Honeycutt, daddy's in the house. Chris Honeycutt, his son, is predominantly head of wildlife, but he's also into bugs, and they're all under crawls, and they take care of them. And we've got Dylan Morrison. Dylan Morrison is an entomologist. I said that right, too.
Entomologist, yes, sir.
Yeah, and that's somebody who studies and, well, you educate yourself about bugs, right?
That's right.
Bugs, insects, all kinds of things.
That's what I did, yeah. I'm an associate certified entomologist.
Why?
Because to be able to control bugs, you have to understand them. You have to know their habits and where they live.
But hold on, Dylan. When you was a little boy playing out in the backyard, did you say, man, I'm going to be a bug guy? Did you do that?
Absolutely not.
Well, Ralph Killow said he did. But when did you turn? I mean, what got you into entomology? I'm serious. How old are you?
I'm 27.
You're 27. You're a young man.
I am.
How long have you been playing with bugs?
I have been with Citywide for 10 years.
Well, there's 10. So right out of school, you was into bugs.
Exactly.
Cool. Okay, carry on. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I got into, started helping Robert out with pest control, and kind of got passionate about it. Wanted to learn as much as I could about what I was doing. And the best way to do that was to study and, you know, eventually work my way up to becoming an entomologist. Didn't really have a passion for bugs growing up or anything like that, but once I started working with them every day, I did kind of get intrigued by them, wanted to learn more about them, and just so that I could become better at what I do for a living.
You know, the other day I was out in a subdivision out off Audrey Kale. Nice, fine homes. And we were talking about being natives. I'm a native, and they said, oh, you're rare. Oh, there's no natives in our neighborhood. And I said, no, because you live in a predominantly transient neighborhood. Charlotte is very transient. There's no question. And part of the reason for this program, I hope some of you are listening, will help you out a little bit. You know, we're the three guys from City Exterminating. We're all raised here in the area, born and raised. Y'all are natives right to the area.
That's right.
He's from Midland. Y'all are from Locust, right? Locust, Midland area,
Midland
somewhere
also.
There.
Huh?
Midland. Okay. Midland. If you don't know where Midland, I've told you, it's down Albemarle Road. And you go to it says Midland. There you are. And it's a very nice community and, you know, mostly rural in nature. But these guys came from Midland. And my point to that is they were raised here and understand what's here. And we're going to try to make you aware, if you don't know, what they confront every day from the summer months, you know, on through every day. You know, I don't think bugs go away, do they?
No, they do not.
Is there a bug season?
There are insects that are more prevalent in certain seasons, but around here with our mild climate, we have insect activity year-round.
Right. What's the worst bug? What's the worst problem y'all have encountered in the past 2 years? I'm talking about as norms go, you know, people will call in about this or call in about this. And bed bugs were on a big tyrant. What, like 2 years ago?
Well, bed bugs are still very prevalent, and it's getting worse, actually. But as far as pests that cause the most, I guess, strife for companies, is definitely bed bugs. They're definitely hard to get rid of, and it takes a lot of knowledge and understanding that insect to be able to control it.
Well, how do you control bed bugs? First, are bed bugs a result of dirt?
No. Bed bug, there's no...
Well, I want to know more reasoning behind them, because everybody thinks roaches, for example, are a result of filth. They can be, but predominantly they come in on trees and that sort of thing.
Well, roaches...
But I don't want to get off on roaches yet, but we're going to talk about them because people see them and they... I think ignorance is out there with people.
Sure.
And if they know the reasons, and you know, then they're... They're more educated, and they make better decisions on how to get rid of them and prevent them. That's the main thing.
Well, with certain species of roaches, I mean, there is a correlation between poor sanitation and their existence within a structure. That does happen. Bed bugs, that's completely opposite. They don't discriminate. You can find them anywhere in Charlotte, any home in Charlotte. The cleanest home or the filthiest home is potential for harboring bed bugs. Pesticides don't work very well on them. They've become resistant to one of the most broadest classes of chemicals that we use. So one of the most popular, or what's becoming popular, is heat treatments. And that's where we take a infested area, room, and heat it to 135 degrees. And that kills all stages of bed bugs, eggs, nymphs, adults. It's a long process. I mean, it takes a full day to do, but you wake up that morning infested with bed bugs. You go to bed that night bed bug free.
How do bed bug? I mean, what brings them on, Dylan?
Well, they're hitchhikers. So anywhere that we go, we We could go to a movie theater, public transportation, and pick up bed bugs and bring them back with us.
What's the official name? Come on, there's got to be a chloride
Siamex. You put me on the spot here.
I did. Oh, Lord.
The genus is Siamex, and the exact species. But it is important to know, because there are different species within the Siamex genus that that you have to be aware of. Bat bugs, for example, appear very similar to bed bugs.
What bugs?
Bat bugs.
Bat bugs.
Right.
And, so we got bed bugs and we got bat bugs. Now, bat bugs, just by virtue of the name, they ride the backs of bats.
That's right. Yes.
Wow, how smart I am.
Bats
I
are
figured that out almost.
Are their primary host, and bat bugs, you know, won't typically host on humans. So being able to distinguish, and it's very, you got to really know what you're looking at. Even a lot of pest management professionals have a difficult time distinguishing between bat bugs, swallow bugs, and bed bugs. So, yeah, making sure that it is actually bed bugs, what you're dealing with, is key before you can ever start to really control the problem.
I hear you. I didn't know about bed bugs, and, you know, I was curious what a – well, I got to take a break, but when we get back, I want to talk about, are there things we can do, like – well, plastic mattress covers help. Well, I mean, what are preventative things you can do? But you just said there's not much. There are parasites, and I mean, they're hitchhikers. They'll get on you, take them home, and then they nest. I want to talk about how they nest. I mean, how they reproduce. What? I don't know much about bed bugs, except they're a pain in the butt when you get them.
That's right.
That's what I do know, because I heard a lot about them. Anyway, 704-570-9610. We're here to help. This is about your house. Let's talk bugs. We'll be right back.
You're listening to About Your House with Ray Terry, sponsored in part by Ramjack. Stick around. Ray Terry and the gang will be back right after this. You're listening to About Your House with Ray Terry, sponsored in part by Attic 10. Looking for another way to save some energy? Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Skip Norris here from the Building Center, and I'm excited to announce that homeowners all over the Carolinas can now receive a free in-house estimate for quality replacement windows and doors by simply calling 1-877-WINDOWS. That's right. Just give us a call at 1-877-WINDOWS, and we will be happy to send a replacement window and door specialist to your home today. The Building Center is the area's largest building material supplier and millwork manufacturer with over 35 years' experience. To take advantage of our extraordinary buying power, all you have to do is call 1-877-WINDOWS. And for a limited time only, receive a $250 credit if you purchase 8 or more replacement windows. So hurry and call 1-877-WINDOWS now for your free in-house estimate. 1-877-WINDOWS by the Building Center is a telephone call that is sure to save you money. You can also visit us on the web at thebuildingcenterinc.com and click on 1-877-WINDOWS. And remember, the Building Center always delivers service you can build on.
Don't hire a cabinet salesman to build your kitchen. Hire a certified professional and a licensed general contractor. We can create open floor plans or build an addition to meet your new kitchen needs. I am Steve Metella, owner of Detailed Interiors. We specialize in complete kitchen renovations with design services. Call me, Steve Metella, at 704-201-8652 and let me help. That's 704-201-8652.
This is Uncle Red. If you've got a question about your roof, anything at all, you need to get a hold of Kangaroo Roof. That's Mark Zimmerman at ZimmermanEnterprises.com. He's got over 25 years in the Charlotte area doing nothing but roofs. You can get him at 704-392-0720, or you can look him up online at ZimmermanEnterprises.com.
About Your House is brought to you by Quality Comfort Heating and Air, where it all begins. Call us 704-821-6920.
Have you seen things lately that might indicate your house has foundation problems? Some interior symptoms may be doors stick or won't close at all, cracks in walls, floors sinking away from interior walls. Exterior symptoms might be the chimney separating from the house, cracks in the brick veneer, moldings around windows and doors separating from siding or brick. Ramjack can repair any foundation or structural problem your home may have. Call 704-892-2900 and let Ramjack assess your needs and put over 40 years of experience to work for you. Ramjack's patented foundation systems are rooted in engineering, designed, and installed for a lifetime. The Ramjack Pier has a lifetime of the structure warranty backed by the manufacturer. So call 704-892-2900.
Band sills, floor joists, girders, or any structural repairs necessary to make it right. For the best in foundation and structural repairs, that's Ramjack, 704-892-2900 or ramjack.com.
Barbara Leininger here, your flooring lady from Floor Coverings International. Do you wonder what is the best flooring choice for my busy family? Based on my years of experience in the flooring industry, I can show you samples in your home that not only look terrific, but will stand the test of time. So call Barbara, your flooring lady, from Floor Coverings International for your free in-home consultation at 704-845-3567 or look me up on yourflooringlady.com.
Do you have leaky faucets? Does that commode flush in the middle of the night? Your water pressure too low? Tired of waiting for hot water? Need a gas line moved or installed? Call Ron Steele Plumbing at 704-338-1385. With over 30 years experience, Ron Steele Plumbing can handle any and all of your plumbing needs. Ron Steele specializes in on-demand water heaters by Rinnai. Never wait or run out of hot water again and save energy doing it. Call Ron Steele Plumbing at 704-338-1385. That's 704-338-1385.
6:10 a.m.
Mac Attack 6 to 10. Busted Loose 10 to 2. The Drive 2 to 7.
We are The Fan.
Charlotte's best sports talk lineup.
Live and local from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday.
6:10.
The Fan.
Headed down south to the land of the pines. I'm thumbing my way to North Carolina. Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours. Picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me.
And
mama,
welcome
like
back.
Gotta
love it. Got Citywide Exterminating in the house. They do pest control and wildlife control. Wildlife's kind of new to them, but hey, they get a lot of calls. You got to do what people need done. We're talking about bed bugs before the break, and I didn't realize that bed bugs were still on the rise. And you, Dylan, during the break, you said Charlotte was what, 10th?
Charlotte's in the top 10 as far as cities infested with bed bugs, and that's across the United States.
Really? What about the dog thing? Does it work?
It does. Just like anything else, I mean, canines.
You know, and I'm speaking about dogs that go into houses and sniff for bed bugs.
Right. Yeah, the canine scent detection teams, it's just like anything else. It's a tool that we use. You have to use it correctly in order for it to work the way you want it to. We do try to verify anything that the dog finds so that we're not relying strictly on the dog itself. Because they can, you know, give you a false reading from time to time. But yeah, we try to, you know, accompany a dog or canine team whenever we do an inspection just to verify that the dog is telling the truth. But yeah, canine scent detection has definitely become a big role in how we're, you know, inspecting and controlling bed bugs.
Right. So that's your number one over all the things you get. Bed bugs are probably the most prevalent out there right now.
Bed bugs it's definitely the most difficult pest that we run into.
To control or get rid of.
To control.
Well, how do they nest? I mean, do they come in and go? I know nothing.
Right. Well, they're not social insects, so they don't actually create nests or colonies or anything like that, but they do aggregate. And a lot of people kind of make the mistake of, because the name bed bugs, they think, well, just throw the mattress out and get rid of the problem. But that's not the case. The bed bugs will actually aggregate in the furniture around the bed, in the nightstands. I've seen them in the clothes in the closets behind suit lapels. So they'll aggregate just throughout the room. And they not only hitchhike easily into your home, but they can move around your home easily as well. So you won't just have them in a bedroom sometimes. You'll have them actually in the couch in the living room.
If you've got family members you really want to gross out right now and really make repulsed, Get them in the house. Get them by the radio. We're going to do it today. And if we haven't already, we're going to continue to do it the next 2 hours because these are conditions that you live with every day and you're not even aware of it. Wow.
From a health standpoint, what are we talking about?
There is no, they do not vector any disease.
They're just annoying as hell, and they'll bite you, and they create an ear, a rash-like bite.
A nuisance by their presence. They are human parasites, so the bites do irritate some people, mm-hmm. like a mosquito bite. Mm-hmm. Other people don't have a reaction to bed bug bites, believe it or not. They can be bit, and they don't get the bump or the itchiness that other people will
get.
So
they don't even know it.
Some people don't. That's correct.
Wow. And don't even know. Right. How do you know you have them?
Well, most people do react to bed bug bites, and okay. they will start seeing the bites. If they have like light colored sheets on the bed, they'll start seeing blood spots turn up in the bed from where the bug has been feeding.
So those are the symptoms.
Those are the symptoms. Yeah, that's typically when people pick up the phone and give us a call, is when they've started to see the blood spots in the bed or bites that they're not sure how.
There won't be any white sheets left in any store in Charlotte after this radio show.
Wow. And now, how do you get rid of them? Temperature is the best way. How do you heat a room to 135 degrees? Put a clothes dryer or something in there?
Right.
No.
Yeah, that's become a big thing in the industry. There's different ways that companies go about doing it.
135 degrees, how long?
Typically 4 to 5 hours, maintained at 135 degrees.
Wow. Well,
the discharge temperature on a gas furnace, furnace at the grill is about 140 degrees.
Right, so yeah.
It's not going to burn the house down.
Oh,
it's
I know
dry
that.
Room
I know
out,
that.
But
well, a dryer, clothes dryer is made to be about 150, yeah. Give right. or take. And that's kind of what I equated it to,
And that is part of the protocol. Right. That is part of the protocol is that people have to actually take their clothes and put them in the dryer to heat.
Oh,
to
yeah,
get rid
right.
of the eggs.
Yeah,
and
I've heard that one, yeah.
But, as far as how we heat it, there's different ways. What we use is thermal remediation, and that's electric heat.
Just electric heat.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's expensive.
Yeah, the way that we supply the electricity with diesel generators.
Oh, really?
Like that.
So you come have generators and everything?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah.
So we're not running up the power bill or anything like
right.
that. But there are different ways. Gas and propane are big, too, where mm-hmm. they have big commercial propane heaters.
Right.
They run ducts through the house. And boilers are becoming big, too.
And you can't do just a room. You're going to have to do the whole house.
Typically. I mean, we try to, if we can, narrow it down to just one room, and again, that's where the canine scent detection comes in.
Right.
If we can narrow it down to just one room, then we can just treat one room.
Okay.
If we feel confident that the infestation is limited to that area, of the time it's better off. I mean, we can do the entire house. And
when you get them, I guess this is the question. I've got me to thinking. We all live with this stuff. And we don't know it. That's the scary. I mean, as I sit here thinking, no one's immune to it. It's everywhere, apparently. Wealthy, middle class, poor, whatever. There's no socioeconomic division here. Right. They just go everywhere. They just go, right?
Right. Sometimes the more worldly you are, the more you travel, the more likely you are to actually pick them up and bring them back.
And they're still
to
very, very prevalent in the Charlotte area. Charlotte's 10th, folks, nationwide in bed bug population.
Does it have anything to do with the climate?
Climate's unrelated because the climate within your structure is constant.
Right.
So,
what do you, what, why does?
It has a lot.
I can't talk. Why, I'm saying, so why?
Why is Charlotte?
Why do you think Charlotte is so prevalent with them?
It's because of all the business travel that we get. I think
transient
people moving from
big hub airport.
Up north down here,
sure.
Bed bugs are real prevalent,
right.
More so up north than they are here just because of more world travel.
I got you.
So you have people bringing them to us.
I see. And I'm sorry to get so heavy into bed bugs here, but I just want people to know that's why you're here. That's what y'all do.
That's what we do.
Yeah, and I want to talk about transients a little bit, people who move here. I got a call this week. It's kind of like a sidetrack, but I just want to bring this up. He called me up and he said my name was given to him by his real estate lady that I would be able to answer his questions. And he wants to remodel his kitchen and change his house. I says, "When? How long have you lived there?" He said, 2 weeks. And I said, "Boy, you know," I said, "please do this for me. Don't do anything. Live in that house at least through the holidays and 3 to 4 more months before you do anything." And that goes, I have just moved my residence. And I have not made any quick decisions. Because normally when you move and you make quick decisions, you screw up. I mean, it's just like every business, service business that is out there today. People want it now. And normally, it didn't happen that quick, but you want it quick, that fix. I mean, fix that quick. Don't do it. You're going to make a mistake. Nothing is quick typically works well. Am I right? I mean, you know, just look at your own life. I don't care who you are or how old you are. If you're, you know, every time you do that, you most times screw up. Don't react. And when you move into a house, give yourself time to feel it out, to live there, to check it out, and make the best decision for the future instead of reacting. As I get older, the number one problem I see homeowners make is they react. And now we're talking about pest today, pest control. Companies that come in your house and play off fear and the fact that you called them about pest, they have you captive. You're captive. I mean, they come in and they can tell you you have mold, you have this or that. And then you say, "Oh, my God, oh, my God." Well, you know, you've always had it. They just made you aware of it. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to react to it and spend a bunch of money because this one fella or one company told you something?
And you set yourself up for it when you made
the call. Set yourself up for it when you made the call, like Uncle Red just said. You asked for it. All I'm saying is be careful. You don't have to do this stuff quickly. Don't do it quickly because you're going to screw up. It didn't happen overnight. Don't make the decisions overnight to fix them because, one, there is so much misinformation out there right now in this industry, you know, home improvement, home repair, home maintenance. It's unreal. It's terrible. And when I say misinformation, I'm talking about lies, deception, smokescreen, fear tactics, all to get you to react and spend money. Hey, look, it might be the case, whatever they told you, but get a second opinion. Would you go to the doctor and do it any other way? I don't. I mean, you know, you're talking big bucks. Don't spend it until you're sure it's warranted. Or there's not another avenue of approach. Or, you know, whatever. Do your due diligence. And my old saying on this show is, who do you believe and what do you believe? Well, we shoot straight here. I promise you, we're not out to hoodoo you or anything else. We just put facts out there. And today, we hit bed bugs. And we're going to hit roaches. And the whole thing about pest control, help me, guys. It's a planned assessment based on each individual case.
That's right. Yes. Exactly.
It takes a plan. How do you develop your plan?
Well, first off, we have to identify what we're looking at. There is no one-size-fits-all approach with pest control. The way that you treat for one species of roach is completely different for another species of roach.
You mean boric acid don't work with all of them?
Unfortunately not. I mean, boric acid is a great tool, but it's one of those things that is overused.
Overused. Okay.
Yeah. But it's a tool that can be used in conjunction with a lot of other different control tactics.
You manage pests. You don't kill them all. You just manage them because they're not going to go anywhere.
Right.
They're always going to be here. Well, all we can do is do what we can do to manage them.
Well, we always tell our customers you have to have a reasonable threshold with the pests that you expect to see. Anybody that's telling you that, you know, after I get done doing this treatment, you're not going to see any pests is probably not completely true. Of course, there are pests like bed bugs.
Did you like the way he said that? Not completely true. Talk about dancing around a statement.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it just...
Like I said, folks, they will just outright lie to you. They will. Yeah. I've heard it. I can't stand it. Drives me crazy. And Lord have mercy, how many times I heard it. Oh, I used to get, during the summer months, I get calls every week. Because summer is crawl space season.
Right.
Am I right or wrong?
Absolutely.
Why is that? I mean, I just think everybody in this, man, when it gets cold, won't talk about crawl spaces anymore. Why is that? Because humidity's gone, folks. 4 months. 4 months. Wouldn't you say about four?
4 months.
Out of every year, you got, it's almost like your full attention's to crawl spaces, isn't it?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. In the pest control industry, right?
Yes.
Do y'all take moisture readings?
We do.
Oh, yeah.
You about have to, don't you?
Have to. Yeah, it's very important, especially doing termite inspections, knowing the moisture content of the wood, knowing if a house is conducive for termite activity.
You know, when you think pest control in the South, I always grew up thinking of termites. Oh, them people, they're to treat termites. Not true. How is termites in this area? I mean, termites. We hear termites. They eat a lot of wood. Oh, I've seen a lot of termites in my life. I'd be remodeling and take a piece of baseboard off. I said, this don't look too good. The baseboard just crumbles. I said, we have a problem. And the funny thing is, you didn't even see it. Up to the paint, you didn't even see it. Didn't even know it. And then you start looking at the hardwood floors, and you say,
I got a really good friend's doing his, working on his parents' house, and he owns part of it. It's on the lake. And he started it. He called me a couple weeks ago and told me to ride by it. He's really a good friend, and he's a pretty good carpenter. And he said, this looked like a pretty good idea. And he said, I got over here and almost fell through the floor because the chimney had been leaking, and started tearing the carpet out. And then I found some termites in the wall, and I started tearing the wall down, you know. And when I went over there, he had like a 20-something-foot, 8-foot high, a 20-something-foot hole in the side of the wall. And he'd already moved in one of the bedrooms, had a tarp over it, you know. I said, is it not a little cold? No, the heat pump's doing pretty good. He said, but I can tell you one thing. This is not looking like such a good idea over here. You know what I mean? This looked like a really good deal when I started. And he said, the more I tear off, the worse it gets. So.
Oh, my brother Dale called me up one, this has been years back, talking about termites now. And he said, Ray, you got to come over here and see this. You got to come over. You just got to come over. Man, you got to see this. I said, what? He said, I'm over here in Myers Park over on Andover, I think. There's this house over here. Architect owns it. And it's been, like I say, years ago. He said, the whole wall's gone. He said, the whole wall is eaten up. I tore the plaster off, I mean the drywall off the wall, Ray. He said, I reached up and grabbed a stud and took it, just crumpled in my hand. He said, the whole wall was gone, and the floor system on, and it was just standing there. But it was all, everything was gone. I never knew it could be that bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we've seen complete homes where they've just left the outer shell, just the brick veneer, and inside they've had to take the wall studs, the floor joists, everything out. Granted, that was a house that went unchecked for many, many years.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah,
I understand
it's amazing that. The amount of damage that they can do.
And, you know, and folks, if you don't, I go in houses and I ask the question when people tell me they've got a concern about something, I said, when's the last time you've had a termite inspection or a, you know, exterminator in here to inspect your home? I can't remember. I don't know. It's been, I don't think I have.
Yeah, it's like I said, we haven't seen any termites, so we didn't call anybody. Well, that's the problem.
Yeah,
you can't wait till you see them. You got too much of a problem.
And the point here is, folks, if you own a home, you need a pest control company to inspect your home. What would y'all recommend?
Well, with termites, we recommend annual inspection.
An annual inspection.
They're typically not going to do... despite what some people might say, within a year's time, they're not going to do any significant damage to a home as long as it's inspected annually.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And they don't make...
We find other stuff doing termite inspections. I mean,
absolutely.
We find leaking shower pans.
Yeah. I know you do. Because
busted,
I find...
dryer vents.
Yeah, right.
other pipes, you know, that are leaking, dripping.
You get plumbing pipes, sewer pipes. I crawled under one house one day, and her whole sewer lateral had come loose.
Yeah, so we found a lot of stuff
that people would never see.
Right. That's what I tell them, though, on this show. I mean, how many times we
About
tell
a million.
Them, get intimate with your house.
Yeah.
You know, the best person – oh, I got a joke. The best person – it told me something. The best person to look at your house is the pest control company because they're under it. Now, here's something. I was pulled up to a house. Only had one, very few houses I go to that I can say I can't. I can't do it. You know, but we went up to a house on the lake. Up in the Lake Norman area. It wasn't on the lake, actually, but it was. And funny thing is, I had done a big remodeling job many years ago across the street, but that's another story another day. Anyway, and we go up there to do this dryer vent, and I go up under it, and they got a nice size crawl, but ductwork was everywhere, rigid, not flex, because I can crawl under and around flex. But I couldn't get under this house, you know, to where I could run a dryer vent from the... I said, ma'am, you got a serious issue here. You can't do what I want to do. I'm sorry, I can't get there. And Steve, my helper, he's somewhat smaller than I, and I says, you can't get under there either. He said, I bet I can't. I said, no, you can't. You can't. There ain't no way. He crawled. I said, go on. Take the flashlight. Hit on out, boy. Wear your knee pads. Good luck. See you in a bit. And he come back and said, man, you're right. We can't get over there. Well, here's the funny thing. Pest control company was there that day. And I said, you been under this house? No, I don't need to go under this house. What? I said to myself, you're a pest control company and you don't need to get under that house? There. What's that tell y'all? Come on. I mean, this pest control company ain't playing real. I mean, they're not doing their job. Am I right or wrong?
Were they doing a termite inspection or were they doing pest control?
They were doing inspection. No, seriously. He was there to inspect for bugs.
Yeah, if they're doing an inspection, I mean, you can't, a crawl space is such a critical area that you can't overlook a crawl space on an inspection for most insects, for most species.
And the thing is, I got to take a break. I'm running late. I'm way late. I just get enthralled in this stuff. But if a pest control company comes to your house, and I told her this too, I said, you need accessibility to that crawl space on the other side of the house. I said, you need to cut a hole in this foundation because you're asking for trouble. And if you don't get it inspected, you're asking, and my point to you folks, and I'm going to take a break, if you haven't had your house inspected for termites, just termites, in the past 3 years, I think it's something you need to do. We'll be right back.
You're listening to About Your House, sponsored by Al Metal Dryer Vent Corporation. Call 704-846-8368. Stick around. About Your House will be right back.
Hey, Roddy Player's in the house today talking holiday season ahead.
You better believe it's in full swing at Queen City, Ray.
Queen City. If you want appliances for Christmas, that's your store.
We've got everything on sale run all the way through Christmas, Ray. We've got laundry equipment, refrigerators, built-in ovens, cooktops, everything to make the holiday cooking season special for you, too.
Folks, if you're looking for a hometown, family-owned business to buy your appliances with some of the best service in the business, you need to call Queen City Audio, Video, and Appliance, 704-391-6000. Or
QueenCityOnline.com for the location nearest to you. And Ray, you talk about the people. That's the big difference between Queen City and other competition out there. Our people have been in the business for an extremely long time. You know, they're very well trained. It may seem like a daunting task to replace appliances in a kitchen, but at Queen City, we know to ask the right questions and make it an easy process for you. It may be just a simple replacement, which we can do. If there's any modification in the cabinets, we've got people that we can work with, like you, Ray, that help us do these installations. And we can make it a very simple process and frequently, we can do these things in just one day or less.
Holiday season's ahead, folks. Queen City Audio, Video, and Appliance.
When you need pest and termite control, only one company in Charlotte had 8 consecutive years of award-winning service.
That's Killo Exterminating Company.
Killo Exterminating Company has been protecting Charlotte homes since 1939. No gimmicks, no sales tactics, just honest and dependable pest control service. Call 704-333-9855. Killo Exterminating Company technicians are all state certified. So when you need pest and termite control, call 704-333-9855. Killo Exterminating Company, 704-333-9855.
Do you have folding attic stairs? Then do the light test. Turn on the light in your attic, close your attic door, see the light shining through the gaps around the closed attic door? This is where your hard-earned money is literally flying away. Heat loss in the winter and cool air loss in the summer through these gaps is tremendous. With energy costs climbing every year, we all have to do our part to conserve. There is a simple solution that will give you instant results. The Attic Tent. Go to attictent.com or call toll-free 877-660-5640 and order your Attic Tent today. You do the comparison. It will pay for itself in no time. As a certified remodeler and general contractor, I have never seen a better energy-saving product. Installation is easy, instantly sealing all gaps. Cutting costs has never been so easy. AtticTent.com supports the Energy Star home ceiling program. With all the talk about green, AtticTent definitely fits the program. Go to AtticTent.com or call 877-660-5640 for more information. It is the best investment you can make.
About Your House is brought to you by Quality Comfort Heating and Air. Quality care and comfortable prices. We care about our customers. Call us 704-821-6920.
Hi, I'm Mike Patterson with Austin Company. Austin Company has been saving energy dollars for homeowners in the Charlotte area and beyond since 1970. Boy, have things changed. Call 704-332-1224 and let Austin Company make it easy. From energy audits to high-performance spray foam, Austin Company has affordable solutions for most homes. But remember, no two houses are alike and require different solutions. That is what we do, and there are tax credits available. If you are building a new house, call Austin Company and do it right the first time. There is a reason we have been in business for over 40 years. It's the guiding principles that started Austin Company to provide only the best in quality service and products to make a home more comfortable, more cost efficient to live in. And we continue to do so. From building new homes to remodeling existing, Austin Company offer many services such as roofing, gutters and gutter protection, windows, exterior siding, both vinyl and hardy plank. Call Austin Company at 704-332-1224 or online at theaustincompany.com.
Call Helms Electrical Contracting and Service Company at 704-545-4288 for all your electrical needs. Whole house surge protection, backup generator systems, service updates, energy efficient LED lighting specialist, low voltage and control wiring, whatever your electrical needs are. Call Helms Electrical for service you can count on. These experienced technicians show up on time, clean up, and do it right the first time. That's Helms Electrical Contracting and Service Company Incorporated, 704-545-4288.
Did you know that your clothes dryer is only as good as its vent? Clothes dryer efficiency is all about airflow. 80% of all dryer service calls are due to the vent. But the two biggest facts you need to know, one, in the owner's manual that comes with your dryer, it tells you, do not use flex hose. It's in every clothes dryer owner's manual manufactured in America. Two, if you take longer than 45 minutes to dry a load of clothes, you are paying for it dearly in your energy bill every month. Call the Almetal Dryer Vent Corporation at 704-846-8368 if you're serious about saving energy, not to mention extending the life of the dryer and making your home safer. It even makes it easier to move your clothes dryer and clean. Call Almetal Man at 704-846-VENT or visit the website almetaldryervent.com. Saving energy does not have to be hard, and drying your clothes should not take forever. Call the dryer vent specialist, Al Metalman, at 704-846-VENT. Remember, Al Metalman knows you should never use flex hose.
Charlotte's best sports talk lineup. Live and local. 6:10 a.m. Mac Attack 6 to 10. Boston Loops 10 to 2. The Drive 2 to 7. We are Charlotte's sports authority. We are Sports Radio 6:10 a.m. The Fan.
Welcome back. You know, let's talk real quick about pest control companies in general and citywide, and that's who's here today. You know, and I'm going to tell you, they know Killo. Killo's a sponsor of this program. I put them in the same class as Killo. These guys do one thing. They do pest control pest, and pest can be wildlife as well. And we'll touch on that a little bit as well. But here's my point. Killo charges for inspections. You know, when they come out, and this is a big one, folks, so listen up, they charge for inspections. And during the break, Dylan says, well, we differ there from some companies. We charge for our inspection because we ask how much an inspection is. And I'm going to ask them to, and they'll tell you. And it's not a free inspection. Folks, free. That word bugs the hell out of me today. It drives me crazy, actually, because I've said it many times. What? Ain't nothing free.
That's right.
There's nothing free. A free brake inspection? Yeah. Give me a break. No pun intended. Believe me, they're going to charge you for something or tell you something's broken or you need to buy something. And if a company, pest control company, sends a salesperson out to your house, be careful because he's coming to sell you. And use every tactic he's been trained to do to sell you.
Well,
something.
During the break, it's just what Chris said. If they charge $85 to go out and inspect the house, because I asked the question to him, you know, what would you charge to come out and do a termite inspection on a 2,500 square foot house?
What he do said, you charge?
$85.
$85. But his answer was, if we come out and we don't find anything, then we don't. That's it. It's $85, and we're okay. We didn't make any money.
And we don't, and they're not trying to
call us. But you might call us again for something else, and all you spend is $85.
And they're not coming out there to sell you anything. They're coming out there to perform a service of inspecting your crawl space for insects, termites, and the thing is, too, and Chris, you brought this up.
Yeah.
What'd you say? I find other stuff.
I find all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
And you tell the homeowner.
Yeah. All kind of leaks.
They can be your visual person relationship. And how many employees do y'all have?
There's us three, and we have a part-time.
See, this is it. This is it, folks. So my point is, they're coming out there to perform the service that you call them to do. That's it. And you pay them to do it, and they leave, and they do a good job and do what they're supposed to do. Like Kilo. Y'all are the same kind of foreman. You go out there, but you're passionate about what you do. You inspect and help the homeowner, right?
That's right.
That's citywide exterminating. They're not coming to sell you lawn treatment. Okay?
Or mold abatement.
Or mold abatement. Folks, I ain't picking on
or
anybody.
Or a new heating system. Or a water heater.
He is. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Do what?
Nothing. Keep it up. You're doing a fine job.
I'm just reciting what I hear on the radio.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
On the television.
That's right. Be careful.
A couple more
point.
Years, you'll be able to get your house painted and the roof put on it and everything.
Yeah, just right on. And we finance, too.
Yeah.
Law is getting bad out there. Anyway, we're here to help, 704-570-9610, if you have any questions at all. Now, I'm going to talk about, what did we talk about? We talked about bed bugs, termites. Termites. What's it take termites to live? I mean, we talked about the dryer vent. What'd y'all see? Tell us the story last year you saw.
Yeah, last year in January, which is completely out of season for termite swarms, we had a call for termite swarms, so we went out to take a look at it, thinking that it was probably an ant swarm, which was still out of season, but piqued our curiosity. So we went out, and sure enough, it was termite alates that were showing up in a bedroom. Got underneath the house, and the dryer vent had become disconnected and was dumping all that humidity into the crawl space, creating an artificial environment that the termites thrived on and actually swarmed just like it were spring.
I hear you. And therefore, what do you need to do? Check your dryer vent. Owning a home's a bitch, ain't it? You always got something to do.
Yeah, they don't tell
and
you
no
about
matter
all
what
that.
You
that
do, you wake up.
That dream turns into a nightmare pretty quick.
Yeah. And folks, it's a responsibility. And, you know, all we're here to do is help. We're here to pass along a little bit of experience that we've encountered through our years of playing and just pass that on to you. But these are things you need to be aware of. And bugs, insects, pest control, you know, that's part of life. If you like bugs, well, don't call nobody. You'll have lots of bugs, especially in the fall and the spring. They do transient in their season in there where they move out and in and out. And
yeah, I mean, the outdoor roaches, the smoky brown roach right now is a tree as a roach that lives in tree canopies and tree cavities. So with the cool weather, they're making their way inside. So you get the cool season, and, you know, you actually have a spike in some pest control calls.
Right. And, you know, and here's something you can do to help prevent a roach infestation. Cut the trees off your house.
Yes.
Well, I'm serious. And
ants. Well, also. Going back to the leaves too. I mean, the leaves that build up in the gutters and valleys.
Yeah.
That's perfect harborage for a lot of insects. So they'll start to nest actually on the structure, and then you get excessive rain or you get a real cold snap. They're inside the house pretty quick.
Yeah, and it's easy to prevent. Clean your house up. Get the leaves up. And for Pete's sake, clean your gutters out. Because gutters, well, we talk about gutters a lot in the fall because, well, we're going to have an ice storm here before too long. And it not if, it's just when. And when you do, all them soaky leaves in your gutters turn to ice. And then they're going to fall. I'm not sure what they're going to fall on, but they will fall. And if you don't do maintenance, you got a bigger problem. There again, we got another problem we got to fix. Who we going to call? Who you going to believe? Hey, clean it up to start with. And if you've got trees growing out of your gutters, I think you've waited too long.
Doesn't take long.
I know. Especially with the all these oak trees we got. Anyway, we're going to take a top of the hour break here, combination with our last break, to make up for, well, talking too much. But that's what we do here sometimes. It just gets away. 704-570-9610. If you've got any questions, we're going to talk next hour to Citywide Exterminating again about a little wildlife, what you should expect. Deer's heavy, but what do you do about them? Enjoy them. Feed them. Because you're not going to get rid of them, and you can't shoot them, for Pete's sakes. You're in the city. We'll be right back.
You're listening to About Your House with Ray Terry, sponsored in part by Helms Electrical. Stick around. We'll be back with more right after this.
An energy-efficient train system delivers heating, cooling, and beyond. So when your head hits the pillow, you won't be tossing and turning when the summer heat is sweltering outside, or piling on more blankets when the windows frost over. And because a train system catches up to 99.98% of allergens from the filtered air, a stuffy head won't keep you from catching some Z's either. With an efficient train system delivering clean, breathable air, the conditions in your home are perfect. And you won't have to worry about high energy costs. Because after all, your heating and cooling bill shouldn't stand in the way of getting a good night's sleep.
My name is Tony McAllister, owner of Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning. Quality Comfort is a locally owned, award-winning trained comfort specialist with an A-plus rating on both Better Business Bureau and Angie's List. Quality Comfort started 20 years ago based on 100% customer satisfaction, and today we pride ourselves on that same vision. Call Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning at 704-821-6920. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Hey. What if I want to talk about something else? No, we're going to talk about Owens Chimneys. Owens Chimney, hey, they're backed up. Why? Because it's cold. Everybody wants their peace of mind. They want their chimney inspected. And they're good. That's the primary reason they give a great service. They inspect chimneys, all certified technicians. And speaking of such, the guy that certified James Owens going to be on the show next week. We're going to talk about fireplaces, gas fire logs, all that stuff you need to know about this winter and be safe, okay? But Owens Chimney, they can help you too. They can tell you what you got, what you need to do, how to be safe, and what's wrong, and how to fix it. And if you want it fixed, they can do that too. Owens Chimney's been around since 1989. Like I say, family-owned, right here locally-owned, great company. Give them a call, 704-554-9595. Go online, owenschimneysystems.com. Great company, folks, but they're a little backed up right now, so I suggest you call them. Get in line, 704-554-9595.
Homeowners not sure who to trust with your next home improvement project? Call CHIPS, Carolina's Home Improvement Professionals. They are a network of professional contractors with expertise in every area of home improvement. They are committed to ethical business and construction practices. Call 704-821-0777 today to request a free homeowners resource guide filled with qualified, licensed, and insured contractors, or check them out online at carolinashomeimprovementpros.org. That's carolinashomeimprovementpros.org.
About Your House is brought to you by Quality Comfort Heating and Air. We treat our customers right, knowing that money's tight. Call us 704-821-6920.
With over 50 combined years in the home building industry, South End Home Improvement has the knowledge and experience to take your project from beginning to end. Charlotte's trusted source for home remodeling and renovations is South End Home Improvement, specializing in exterior projects such as siding, replacement windows, roofing, decks, and porches. They're here in the neighborhood, they're here when your project is completed, and they'll be here in the future. South End Home Improvement. Call 704-527-8553 or simply log on to sehomeimprovement.com. Indoor air quality is very important to good health. Have you considered having your heating or air ducts cleaned? Get it done right. Call Rob McManus at Ducts of South Charlotte, 704-846-0668. Ducts trained professionals use proprietary methods to clean, recondition, and restore heating and ventilation systems, leaving customers with cleaner air to breathe. Do it right with certified professionals. That's Ducts of South Charlotte, 704-846-0668.
Charlotte's best. Sports Talk lineup. Mac Attack 6 to 10. Bustin' Loose 10 to 2. The Drive 2 to 7. Sports Radio 610 AM. The Fan.
You're listening to About Your House with Ray Terry. Sponsored in part by Ram Jack. Stick around. Ray Terry and the gang will be back right after this.
WFNZ AM and HD Charlotte, WBAV FM HD 3 Castonia, WPEG HD 3 Concord,
610 The Fan.
Welcome to another edition of About Your House with your host Ray Terry.
This old house once knew its children. This old house once knew its wife. This old house was home and comfort as before the storms of life.
About Your House is brought to you by Quality Comfort Heating and Air Conditioning, your trained comfort specialist, 704-821-6920. While others talk about quality, we deliver it. Quality Comfort Heating and Air. Also brought to you in part by The Building Center, 5 locations to serve you. Call 704-889-8182 for the location near you. Pineville store open Saturdays from 8 till 1. Service you can build on. The Building Center. And brought to you by Ramjack, your foundation and structural repair specialist. Call them today, 704-829-2900. Also by CHIPS, the Carolina Home Improvement Pros. Call 704-821-0777 for a membership directory. Now, here's your host of About Your House, Ray Terry.
Oh, this old house is getting shaken. This old house is getting old. This old house has seen the rain. This old house has seen the cold. Oh, his knees are getting chilly. But it feels no fear, no pain. Cause it's beginning to
number two. Yeah, law. Talking Bugs today. 704-570-9610 if you have any questions about any pest control or any pest or any insect or anything to do with it. You know, we don't do many pest control shows about bugs and stuff in the area. I try to. It's hard to pin these guys down because they're so busy, but glad y'all came in today. I really appreciate it more than you know. And I hope the listeners appreciate it. Talking about roaches, and right before the break, I said one of the most important things every homeowner should do, not only for insects, is keep vegetation off your house. You know, your shrubs. Don't let the shrubs touch your house. It didn't cause the house to blow up or anything, or, you know, it's going to cause anything dramatic. But what it does create more of a possibility for insect infestation because, I mean, after all, you're giving them a alleyway to your house. It's kind of like the old synthetic stucco. Remember that rap, Dylan?
Oh, yeah.
That's good, and you're not even old, and you know about that one. The styrofoam on the EFA systems was a wonderful pathway for termites.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. And getting treated to them was extremely difficult.
Yeah. So, and there was another case that the product created the problem, but they didn't know going in, did they?
Nope.
They didn't know this going into the industry.
They ran that styrofoam straight into the ground and covered it up with dirt.
Right. And it's just, hey, it don't work. It's just a pathway, just a highway, an interstate for the termites. Come on, boys. It's insulated. It's heated. I mean, it's just everything they ever wanted. But as a homeowner, keep all the vegetation off your house. Keep leaves, limbs from touching your house. How far? Foot? 2 foot?
16, 18 inches is typically what we recommend.
And you should do that, especially with oak trees. Smoky browns is what they call
them. Smoky brown roads. A lot of people around here call them, you know, going back to southern names, palmetto bugs, water bugs. But yeah, smoky brown cockroach is pretty prevalent right now.
And what do you do about those?
What we try to do is just, I mean, we first off go around the house and inspect and try to figure out why they're showing up in the house, if it is just a seasonal thing or if they have established some sort of aggregation within the house. Once we've identified that there is a problem within the structure, we can cure it typically with baits and some other residual insecticides. And then we also give a checklist to the homeowner of things that they can do non-chemical related to help prevent this problem from coming back.
Right. I know one thing. I went in the house one time, and this was due to just pure filth. Pure filth. I had never seen so many roaches in my life. Ah! It was like a movie, a horror movie. I opened a cabinet door, and they fell out on me, and everything, and went in there, and there was mattresses on the floor. We turned the mattresses over, and they just thousands, like, dispersed. They had to bomb that house for, like, a week or something. I don't know what all they did. I just left. And it says, when you get rid of them bugs, call me. I'll be back. You know, it's pretty bad. But, I mean, it does get bad sometimes. And when that happens in one area, doesn't it cause other houses around it? Does it have anything to do with, and you know...
I mean, it can. With the paired domestic roaches, the ones that are going to live inside and outside, if one home is creating a conducive condition and allowing that population to thrive, they'll easily move throughout the neighborhood or other places. If you have one house that's unkept or not taken care of like it should,
right,
it can definitely become an issue.
Now, before I move into wildlife, what do y'all recommend to homeowners as far as pest control? I mean, you know, just stay up with it, an annual inspection. I mean, what, or call us when you need us, what?
General pest control, we do, most of our customers, we do a quarterly maintenance plan where we come out every 3 months. We do an inspection of the property. We do the treatments as needed. And it's just all preventative at that point. We're doing everything we can to make sure that they don't have problems. So each quarter, whatever the season, whatever insect is in season, our treatments are specifically tailored for that time.
These mosquito fogs, are they effective?
Very effective.
Very.
It's that's a service that we offer during the summer. A lot of people hesitate with it because they don't understand why, if they treat their yard, what keeps the mosquitoes from coming in from other neighbors' yards into theirs. It's one, we repel the mosquitoes, and two, any mosquitoes that land on the shrubbery in that yard are going to die. So mosquitoes are pretty weak flyers. They're at the mercy of the wind. But if we can control that area, that yard, people are pretty satisfied. We usually shoot for about 85 to 90%
right
control of mosquitoes.
And it is effective.
It is effective.
It's very effective.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I've been told conflicting things, and I don't know, you know, like there again, who do you believe, what do you believe? And but I've asked about them, and it was just curious because it seems to be a popular service nowadays.
Well, with our service, if we're doing the mosquito treatments, if at any time you're not satisfied with it, all you have to do is just give us a call. We come back out and retreat. But typically 21 days is about as long as the treatment will last. But, of course, if you get excessive rain or things like that, that can weaken the treatments. But yeah, we tell our customers, if you're out in your yard, you get 4 or 5 bites in a day, then that's too much, and just give us a call, and we'll come back out. But, no, for the most part, I mean, it's very successful.
Cool. I got it. All right. I know they don't bite me. I don't know if mosquitoes are bad or not because they won't bite me. I don't know why. I love it. I feel blessed because mosquitoes will not bother me.
They like some people more than others.
Oh, I know they do. They're my grandson, they'll tear him up. You know, they just love him. Daniel's mosquito food. But, you know, they can get rather annoying, I've heard, you know, and they carry germs, cooties, big ones too, bad ones. So, anyway, wildlife, Chris. And when do y'all get most of your calls on wildlife problems?
Any time of the year.
What do you hear more of? Like, there again, you got prevalent insects, you got big time pest. I mean, wildlife. What's the number one pest out there?
Squirrels are probably the most predominant. Just trying to constantly get in the structure.
Yep, and they like to get in because it's warm in there, folks.
Oh yeah,
and they'll gnaw.
Right,
and they'll gnaw.
Yeah,
anything, won't they?
They're opportunistic. If there's an opening or an edge, an exposed edge, it doesn't take a big gap, and they'll just start gnawing and make it big enough to get in.
Right, and then once they're in, how do you get rid of squirrels?
I'll trap them and relocate them. To an area where there's less for them to chew on.
Right.
My property.
Right, you put it on your property. Well, no, that's cool. I can dig that. Hey, squirrel, face it, for me, and I'm sorry, I've got to get in on this. I can't help it. Why are you moving a squirrel? Because another one's just going to come take his place.
Well, you've
got to use total preventive maintenance.
Yeah, they're slightly territorial. You could clear the squirrel population out on a property.
Yeah.
And probably not see too many.
Right.
For a few months.
Right.
I mean, not that a squirrel will still run across the yard.
Sure.
But it's going to take a little while for them to fill that void back in.
Uh-huh.
If you get rid of the prime offender that's damaging the house.
Oh, yeah.
There may still be other squirrels hanging out in the yard. But if you got that, the culprit off the property,
sure,
the damage should stop.
I hear you.
But even more so than just trapping and getting rid of the squirrel, the repair or the exclusion, we call it, is prime.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I tell people. I said, and get rid of the food source.
Right.
You deal with food source. What's he want in for? Well, one, habitat. He wants some place to hang out. I do. I know I do. I like to go somewhere every day, hang my hat. Well, squirrels no different. They like to. And plus, they are territorial. And if that house is on their territory, it's free game.
Yeah. If you take, I've seen where homeowners have taken, trapped the squirrel themselves.
Right.
Put it just outside their house, and it just tears its way back in.
Got it.
He wants in that house. That's his house.
I hear you.
That's what he thinks.
He's territorial. It is his house.
Yeah.
I agree with you. And it's up to you to take care of his house and keep him out of it. And that's what your job is. Now, how do you do that? Sometimes squirrels can be the biggest nuisance, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's why they call you. Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Hey, Ray. Hey, Uncle Red. How you doing, guys?
Doing super. Ron.
Chris, Dylan, Robert. Robert, you need to speak up more. I can't hear you.
Okay. Robert's not talking.
Robert's listening.
He's already pushed the mic away three times.
I know. Well, I just wanted to say, we're down here at Hot Rods Cafe and all the group down here. We're customers of the Citywide Exterminating, and these guys do a super job for us, and we just want to tip our hat off to you and thank you for the good job that you do for us and taking good care of us and all the gang down here at Hot Rods Cafe, Walt and Heather and Marshall and myself and everybody says hello.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks, we Ron. Appreciate you.
All right.
Eat a biscuit for me. I'll see you later. All right?
All right. Bye.
Take care.
Ron.
Bye-bye. Ron Helms of Helms Electrical Service and Contracting.
And I imagine some squirrels have given him a little bit of work over
you
the
bet
years.
You. Hey, Fred, what's up?
Yeah, Ray, I always enjoy your show. I got a couple of comments and a couple of questions.
All right.
First of all, you made one big mistake, not 12 to 18 inches. You better keep them, those limbs. I had four squirrels and a raccoon in my attic, and you better get those limbs 5, 6, 7 feet. You got to keep them where a squirrel can't jump on the roof or, a foot. A joke.
But we were talking.
Yeah, I think Dylan was primarily talking about shrubbery. keeping shrubbery
also,
off the house.
Also, we're talking about roaches. Now we're going to squirrels.
That's what I want to ask you about.
Okay.
Ask them if those little things you buy at the store that have the little black 2x1-inch things that have poison in them that you put down, is that safe to use in a house? And also, if the mosquito fogging stuff, is that safe in a yard with children and all? Is that safe for humans?
Yeah, the stations I think that you're talking about, the bait stations with the roaches, it's bait is one of the many tools that we use when we try to eradicate roaches from a structure. If they're applied correctly, they can work well, and baits are generally perceived to be one of the most safest treatment tactics out there.
Safe for people and children and animals and that sort of thing.
Specific.
Okay.
The mosquito fogging is, we always try to... Products are only as safe as the people that are using them. So with the mosquito fogging, the chemicals that we use are safe for people. You obviously don't want to go stand out in the middle of the yard while the fogging is being done. 15 to 20 minutes dry time, and pets, kids, everybody can return back to the yard after that.
Yeah, Ray?
Yes, sir.
Another thing, like when I was a kid years ago, they used to have trucks come down the street and fog for the mosquitoes. That was DDT, I think. And we didn't know any better, and we'd ride our bicycles, mm-hmm. Back in through it, and which I guess wasn't real smart in those days. But
I remember that well, Fred.
And there was one other thing I was going to ask you. I can't remember what that. But anyway, I know. They just discovered. You're right. I have two boys, and one son, and myself, and my wife, and the other boy. One of us, me and my one son, would get eaten alive by mosquitoes. They wouldn't touch my wife and other son. And I just saw where somebody has figured out the mosquitoes can actually tell your blood type.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Through your skin. But they won't even bite you. They know.
Oh, I know. I don't ever get bitten, Fred.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
That, you're right. You're right. Okay. I'll let you get on with it.
Thank you, Fred. Appreciate your call. Have a Merry Christmas. And he's out here. We're going to take a break. This is About Your House. We're here for you. 704-570-9610. Come see me at the doghouse. Let's watch the game tomorrow.
About Your House is sponsored in part by the Building Center. With the area's largest lumberyard and millwork facility, why not make us your first choice? The Building Center, service you can build on.
Call Helms Electrical Contracting and Service Company at 704-545-4288 for all your electrical needs. Whole house surge protection, backup generator systems, service updates, energy efficient LED lighting specialist, low voltage and control wiring, whatever your electrical needs are. Call Helms Electrical for service you can count on. These experienced technicians show up on time, clean up, and do it right the first time. That's Helms Electrical Contracting and Service Company Incorporated, 704-545-4288.
Who can you believe? Who can you trust to do the right thing? Call Ramjack. They want to help educate you as a homeowner. All houses are different and require different solutions. They have engineers and staff to handle any situation. The foundation, after all, is the most important part of the house. Call Ramjack at 704-892-2900 if you have concerns about your home, such as doors sticking or will not close. You see cracks in your walls. You may see movement in your floors. Exterior problems might be your chimney is leaning and pulling away from your house. Cracks are appearing in the brickwork. Ramjack can repair any foundation or structural problem your home may have. Band seals, floor joists, girders, or any structural repairs necessary to make it right. Ramjack Piers have a lifetime of the structure warranty backed by the manufacturer. Over 15 years in the Charlotte area and still doing a great job. Call Ramjack, 704-892-2900 or online, ramjack.com. That's Ramjack, your foundation and structural repair specialist.
Indoor air quality is very important to good health. Have you considered having your heating or air ducts cleaned? Get it done right. Call Rob McManus at Ducts of South Charlotte, 704-846-0668. Ducts trained professionals use proprietary methods to clean, recondition, and restore heating and ventilation systems, leaving customers with cleaner air to breathe. Do it right with certified professionals. That's Ducts of South Charlotte, 704-846-0668.
About Your House is brought to you by Quality Comfort Heating and Air. While others talk about quality, we provide it. Call us, 704-821-6920.
Barbara Leininger here, your flooring lady from Floor Coverings International. Are you frustrated running from store to store trying to find the perfect flooring? We at Floor Coverings International take away all of the guesswork by showing you samples in your home that look great and will stand the test of time. So call Barbara, your flooring lady from Floor Coverings International, for your free in-home consultation. Call 704-845-3567 or look me up on yourflooringlady.com.
Let's talk dryer vent minute here. Yeah, clothes dryers. Folks, I've seen a lot of situations with clothes dryers. I go out every day. That's what I do. We've been cleaning a lot of dryer vents lately, and, you know, we didn't do a lot of cleaning up until this year, and, you know, now I'm cleaning them. There's a lot of dryer vents out there that the piping system, the vent systems, are totally acceptable, but they're filthy. They're dirty. We cleaned one out yesterday. It was all metal. Great vent. But Lord of mercy, after 14 years, it needed to be cleaned. Folks, it's out of sight, out of mind normally. And all I'm trying to do is raise your awareness. The dryer, the clothes dryer, is the most inefficient appliance you have in your house. They're working on that in the industry. You can even buy an HE dryer now. But it's really all dictated by the vent. The only thing that makes it HE, they've got a light on it and a warning system to let you know your vent's bad. That's a step forward, because until now, that wasn't available. But now you can buy a clothes dryer with a vent warning, which is a great thing. However, you must keep your dryer vent clean, free of obstructions, and create a good, efficient airway. It's all about airflow, and that's your money. I asked a couple just yesterday morning up on Lake Norman. I said, how long is it taking you to dry clothes? Lady looked at me. She said, well, 2, maybe 3 hours. And that lady was at definite risk of fire, and she was baking her clothes dry because she didn't have a vent. It was terrible. We fixed it, repaired it, and problem gone. It's all in airflow, folks, so keep your dryer vent clear. Flex hose doesn't work too well, but I will tell you this. We did clean a flex hose this week just because the lady could not afford to do much of anything, and it was straight, free of kinks, free of dips, and I cleaned it and made her better, and all's well. I'll tell you if it's acceptable. I'll also tell you if you have a big problem. Call us, 704-846-8368. We're coming out to help you, not spend your money foolishly. If you've got a bad dryer vent, we are the company to call. 704-846-8368, or go online and educate yourself. AlMetalDryerVent.com.
South End Home Improvement is Charlotte's preferred remodeler with James Hardy Building Products, specializing in siding installation of Hardy Plank Fiber Cement. The area's most experienced siding contractor and your trusted source for exterior renovations, South End Home Improvement. Call 704-527-8553 or visit sehomeimprovement.com.
Charlotte's home for sports talk.
Light.
And local.
All new light up.
The Mac Attack.
6 to 10.
Bustin' Loose.
10 to 2.
The Drive.
2 to 7.
Sports Radio 60.
The Fan.
Welcome back. This is About Your House. Talking about critters now, you know, raccoons and wildlife. All right, let's talk about this for all you people in the rural areas. All right, say you love the deer. They're beautiful. I love them too. But you go feed them. And when you feed the deer, what else do you feed?
Yeah, I mean, mice. Rats, raccoons.
And when you feed mice, what are mice? Things that snakes like to eat.
Yep.
So when you feed the wildlife, raccoons included, or I hope you don't feed possums. They're the ugliest animal. Ooh, they're terrible. But if you feed the animals around your house, you're creating a habitat for other animals to come in and get a part of it, and you're creating a microenvironment for more animals. wildlife infestation. Are you not?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
So, you know, you're kind of your worst enemy. You know, you want, and then you want to be selective about which wildlife comes in your yard. I don't like squirrels. Well, why feed them? Well, I'm not feeding them, but you're feeding the deer.
Birds.
You're feeding the birds. Yeah. And you feed all this other wildlife, guess what? Squirrel's going to be there because that's one inquisitive little animal and he wants to eat something. But my theory on squirrels are simple. Befriend them. Feed them. Sunflower seeds. They love sunflower seeds, don't they?
Yeah.
And they'll go wherever you put sunflower seeds. And if you befriend your squirrel, you could even really give them a real big treat, a peanut butter sandwich. They love that. Now, I know you people out there saying I'm crazy. And yes, I am a little crazy. Because I believe that. I've played with it. I've experimented with it. And what did you say, Chris? They're territorial.
Yes.
Those are your squirrels. They belong to you. Right? Am I right? Pretty much. Yep. Well, if you befriend them and you feed them and talk to them, yes, that's right, talk to them. You could even name them. How can you have a friend without a name? Aren't your friends got names? Don't your friends have names? Well, then name your squirrels and talk to them. What are you looking at me so stupid for?
Because if you, what is it? I was thinking about the tax deal. If you pay for over 50% of the upkeep of them.
Yeah, you can write them all.
Just give them a name and put them on there as a dependent.
There you go. Now, in all seriousness, though, you can do what I just said because I did it for years. But sunflower seeds are expensive, so you need to find a big bag, cheap as you can. But you can control squirrels that way because I did it for years. And I've had other people tell me after they tried it, it really works. Because you can move squirrels. I'm not trying to take money out of your pocket, Chris.
So you're feeding them in the back corner of the property.
Yeah. Absolutely. The house. Yeah. Absolutely.
Next to your neighbor's house. Next to your neighbor's house.
Hey, Chris, true story. I swear to you, we named our squirrel Jingles. Okay, Jingles was part of the house. I mean, really. I mean, he was outside. We knew him. That was his yard.
Did you put him through college?
No. Okay. Squirrels don't go to college. Now, you just go a mile with it. All right. Kid out of college. Sure, yeah, man. 4-year degree. Okay. Then he had to pay for it. All right. The squirrel thing. I had a squirrel named Jingles, and he would, like all squirrels, they raid your bird feeder. What are they after in the bird feeder? What are they always going for? Sunflower seeds. Then why in the hell don't you put a pile of sunflower seeds out where he can get it, and he won't bother your bird feeder? I did it. It works. I told him, I said, Jingle, get off my bird feeder. I will feed you. He looked at me like, okay, when are you going to do it? And I went out there and I put 3 piles on the edge of the property, 3 piles of sunflower seeds. He did not touch that bird feeder for 2 weeks. I swear to you. Okay, he didn't do it. And now, and we can talk. The squirrel would come up on the patio and look up at the kitchen window like, hey, ain't you going to pay attention here? I'm out here. And she would feed him peanut butter on a piece of bread. And we never had a problem with that squirrel bothering the house nor eating, you know, he wasn't a pest as some squirrels are. But we befriended that squirrel and another one. I didn't name him. I didn't anyway. They may have. But anyway, and this is something people need to try because, frankly, we're in this thing together. And how much does it cost to trap a squirrel and haul it away? Roughly, ballpark.
You'll have a couple $100 in it.
$200 to get rid. Now, how many sunflower seeds will $200 buy? A lot, right? Mm-hmm. And then you could enjoy the challenge of befriending a squirrel. Now, doesn't that sound silly? Y'all look at me like, well, what do y'all think of the concept?
Hey, the squirrels are fine as long as they're out in the yard. It's when they try to get to your house that that's where we come in.
That's right. But they got these neat little pellet guns. They're rubber pellets. They won't kill nothing. They're the neatest thing in the world. You can have target practice, and people are saying, oh, no, I'm not saying kill them. Just annoy them like they annoy you and feed them, and you won't have a problem. And there's Ray Terry's secret to squirrel invasion. No. But, hey, did you see that thing on, I saw online where somebody found a squirrel that was freezing to death, a little baby squirrel. It's the cutest story I've ever seen online. And the dogs, they had, I think, two dogs or one dog, but this dog and squirrel became very, very close, and there's pictures of this squirrel on top of this dog's head, and they're just walking around the house and carrying on together. I said, wow, look at that. And there's proof again. People think squirrels are idiots. No, I think it's we are the idiots. People are crazy. What they do for animals and to get rid of them. I mean, really, am I right? I mean, mm-hmm. I can't have it. It's always been here. You just never saw it before. It just raised its head. Now you're aware. You know, whose problem is it? I mean, you know.
We do tend to move into their environment.
Yeah. I mean, if you really put it on the line, who's invading whose space? Huh?
We're in their space.
Huh?
We're in their space.
That's right.
We're in their space, and we're taking away
their habitat.
Hundreds of acres of their habitat, which creates the problem in itself.
Right. And bugs got to live, too, and they're going to go places they can live. It's just simple nature. It's just nature, right? Just like us. But we happen to be the smartest, or really, are we? I'm not sure. Sometimes I just scratch my head and say, what's the deal? But as far as rodents go, raccoons, don't feed them to, I mean, what would y'all recommend on that? Feeding the rodents. I mean, not rodents, feeding the wildlife, excuse me. Rodents are a class.
Don't feed them if you don't want them around. I mean, it's hard to be target specific with what you're feeding. So, you know, if you're feeding the birds, you're going to have mice hanging around. You're going to have squirrels hanging around.
And when do you feed the birds more, typically in the summer? Because it's prettier that time of the year. And in actuality, you should be feeding the birds more in the winter.
Wintertime.
Right. Okay. Now, when you feed the birds in the summer, you have more rats and mice. And what what loves rats and mice?
Snakes.
There you go. Old Robert called me. He's listening up probably. And he called me and said, Ray, I got a problem. I said, what is it? I got in my attic yesterday. And I saw a snake skin. Okay. He said, now I know I got a few mice around. I said, well, you live out in the county, do you think? Because out in rural areas, you're going to have more of everything because you're close to the woods, to the wildlife. So you have to do more preventive maintenance in the rural areas. Am I right or wrong, guys?
Yeah, that's definitely true.
You know, you're going to have more snakes. I get more leery when I go to a house in the county. I do, especially in the summertime. It scares me. I said, "This snakes. I never want to confront a snake head on. Have you ever done that in a crawl?
Unfortunately, yeah.
What did you do that day?
Well, I was on edge the rest of the day. Every time I saw a cable line laying across the
nerves are shot.
Nerves are pretty much gone that day. I don't do snakes. I'm into the bugs.
Dylan don't like snakes, I can tell.
Yeah, I always tell customers, you'll know if there's a snake in the crawl space because you'll see a flash come out of the crawl space and somebody running into my truck. So.
I don't really mind seeing snakes anymore. At one time when I was a little younger, I did. I don't like to be under a crawl and confront them, you know. But then again, if he's 10 feet away from me, it's okay, you know. We've all got fears. Some people hate spiders.
6-foot black snake fall across my arm one time. Scared me to death in a crawl space.
Lord have mercy, Robert.
I came out from under there very fast.
I bet you did. Well, I came across the crawl one day very fast because it was about 4 inches from my head. I just saw its little tongue stick it out, and that's it for me, bub. I squealed like a little girl, and I was out of there. I had just thrown my last tool out the crawl space vent on that one end, and I had to go all the way to the other end of the building to get out. It didn't take me long at all to get there. It didn't. That can be scary. It fell on your arm?
Fell right across my arm.
My word. That's terrible. All right, we're going to take a break here. 704-570-9610. I hope we're helping you out a little bit. I'll shut my mouth, and these guys can talk more when we get back.
You're listening to About Your House with Ray Terry, sponsored in part by Ram Jack. Stick around. Ray Terry and the gang will be back right after this.
Train Endurance engineers are an elite group of extremely devoted individuals who stop at nothing to push our heating and cooling units to the brink. That way, when they pick up the pieces, they'll know exactly how to make the Train we install in your home even more reliable. Right now, their target is a Train furnace unit.
Chopper One, you are in sight.
Their methods may seem unconventional.
Drop that baby.
But it's because of their tireless efforts that it's hard to stop a Train.
I'm Rick Starnes, comfort consultant for Quality Comfort. If you have questions about energy efficiency, indoor air quality, or you have a system that is no longer reliable, call Quality Comfort at 704-821-6920 for a no-cost, no-obligation in-home consultation. We will assist you with choosing a home comfort system to fit your needs. Call Quality Comfort today at 704-821-6920. And remember, it's hard to stop a Train.
The Building Center always delivers service you can build on, and now we deliver salvage you can save on. Hi, folks. Skip Norris here from the Building Center, and you've heard me right. The Building Center now has a clearance outlet located at our huge facility at 10201 Industrial Drive in Pineville. We can save you hundreds of dollars on clearance building materials such as entry doors, interior door units, new and replacement windows, lumber, plywood, trim, and much, much more. Come take advantage of our inventory clearance items today. The Building Center is the one-stop shop for all your building material needs. Whether you're trying to save hundreds of dollars on clearance items or looking to build a new home from the ground up, the Building Center is here to serve. Why shop at the home centers and pay too much when you can shop where the pros do? We're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and on Saturdays from 8 to 1. The Building Center, service you can build on, and now the Building Center clearance outlet, salvage you can save on. Come see us today.
Hey, Jim. I'm looking to have some work done around my house. Any suggestions on who to call?
Yeah, that's easy. Call CHIPS. They're a network of home improvement professionals committed to ethical business and construction practices. I used them myself a few times, and I tell you, I was extremely pleased with their work.
Well, how do I find them?
Well, call them at 704-821-0777, or obviously on the web. They're at carolinashomeimprovementpros.org. You can request a free homeowner's resource guide there, too.
Thanks, Jim. I knew you'd know.
Call CHIPS today at 704-821-0777 or visit them at carolinashomeimprovementpros.org.
About Your House is brought to you by Quality Comfort Heating and Air. Every neighborhood and every backyard. Call us today, 704-821-6920.
Hey, Roddy Player's in the house today talking holiday season ahead.
You better believe it's in full swing at Queen City, Ray.
Queen City. If you want appliances for Christmas, that's your store.
We've got everything on sale run all the way through Christmas, Ray. We've got laundry equipment, refrigerators, built-in ovens, cooktops, everything to make the holiday cooking season special for you, too.
Folks, if you're looking for a hometown family-owned business to buy your appliances with some of the best service in the business, you need to call Queen City Audio, Video, and Appliance, 704-391-6000 or
queencityonline.com for the location nearest to you. And, Ray, you talk about the people. That's the big difference between Queen City and other competition out there. Our people have been in the business for an extremely long time. You know, they're very well trained. It may seem like a daunting task to replace appliances in a kitchen, but at Queen City, we know to ask the right questions and make it an easy process for you. It may be just a simple replacement, which we can do. If there's any modification, any cabinets, we've got people that we can work with, like you, Ray, that help us do these installations. And we can make it a very simple process, and frequently we can do these things in just one day or less.
Holiday season's ahead, folks. Queen City Audio, Video, and Appliance.
This is Uncle Red. If you've got a question about your roof, anything at all, you need to get a hold of Kangaroof. That's Mark Zimmerman at ZimmermanEnterprises.com. He's got over 25 years in the Charlotte area doing nothing but roofs. You can get him at 704-392-0720, or you can look him up online at ZimmermanEnterprises.com.
78% of America's housing stock is at least 30 years old. About Your House listeners know the importance of keeping their homes in good condition. Detailed Interiors offers replacement services for many of the items in your home that have exceeded their lifespan, such as leaky showers, entry doors, and windows. I handle any structural issues due to moisture penetration in these areas. Contact me, Steve Metella, for an initial consultation. 704-201-8652.
610 The Fan. All new lineup.
Live and local.
The Mech Attack. 6 to 10. Busting Loose. 10 to 2. The Drive. 2 to 7. We are. The Sports Station.
6
to 10. 10.
Boy, that's why it took 2 trips. All right, we're back. Let's go up and talk up in Lincolnton. Talk to Richard. Hey, good morning, Richard. Thanks for your call. How could we help, sir?
Ray, I want to tell you that thing for my dryer that you put in is still working fine.
Good deal. Just remember, Richard, you got to clean it occasionally.
Yes, sir. I remember that.
All right.
The question I'm going to ask you, Ray, is about bats. And the man mentioned about trapping a squirrel. Them wildlife people, that's illegal, isn't it? According to wildlife people, isn't it?
What, trapping squirrels?
Yeah.
No, it's not illegal. You can trap them and haul them away.
Only with a license.
Yeah. Oh, you got to be certified and be what you're doing and stuff. No question. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And bats too. You just can't get rid of them. Can you just?
How do you treat for bats, guys? Have you been called out for bats, Chris?
Yeah, I looked at 2 jobs just yesterday. Bats are federally protected. I mean, you can't trap them per se. You shouldn't even handle them unless you absolutely have to. You basically, in effect, give them a way out, a trap door, so to speak. You give them a way out that doesn't allow them to come back in. There's certain seasons where you need to do it.
You got windows of opportunity.
You got windows of opportunity to do it so that you don't trap baby bats inside the structure. You're going to talk about a bad smell. You don't want that happening. You don't want to really kick them out if they're in hibernation. Of course, they rarely hibernate in place around here. They'll usually go to a different they'll find a different place, a cave or somewhere up in the mountains to hibernate, somewhere where the temperature is a little more steady.
Right.
And one thing to keep in mind, Chris is a North Carolina Wildlife Damage Control Agent, so he's licensed to do this kind of work. And all the work that he does, he pulls the required permits on it to be able to perform those jobs.
And that's one advantage of calling a professional to do this. And you hear me talk and joke about this stuff, but in reality, if you in fact want to move animals and move wildlife and get rid of them, then you need somebody to hire somebody who's very knowledgeable in that field.
Yeah, and back to the squirrel trapping. I mean, you can go to any box store and buy a trap, but you can't trap a squirrel. It's a regulated game animal. You can't trap it without a license and or a permit, which is that's how I trap squirrels.
Rich, does that answer your question?
Yes. The man told me one time, he said, if you trap a squirrel, you're not supposed to, even if you're going to haul off somewhere, the game warden catches you, that could be a $10,000 fine. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know the exact number, but it's big. I mean, it would be the same as, shooting a deer out of season or shooting a deer without a hunting license. There's seasons and there's regulations attached to a squirrel. Even as small as it is, they still handle it the same way as any other game animal.
They take care of the animals in this country, I have to say that. And, even though it's wildlife, most of it's controlled. You just can't go crazy and start killing a bunch of, bats are protected. Every animal's protected in a certain way. And that's just the way the country we live in and the way it is.
I've got one question, Ray. Ants. I had some ants coming in the house. I didn't have them, summertime and that, but in the wintertime I saw some ants coming in. What about ants?
Ants depends on the species of what you're dealing with. There's not a one-size-fits-all with ants. You have to know what type of ant that you're dealing with, and that way you can do treatments accordingly. Some baits are going to forage for protein in the winter. Others are still actually looking for sugar.
I mean, these are real tiny. I mean, you can hardly see them, the ants,
Yeah, usually most common ant, the odorous house ant, Argentine ant, are real common to see in the wintertime. If you're seeing them inside the house, there's a possibility that their nesting source may actually be within a wall void or somewhere within the structure to where the outside environment's not having much effect on them. They haven't entered diapause, which is basically hibernation for them, so they're continuing to be active throughout the year. In that case, baits, things that are going to actually get back to that nest, wherever it is, wall void in the crawl space, would be would be the best approach.
Well, Ray, I like your show. It's very educational. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Richard. We appreciate it, and we'll have a Merry Christmas, okay?
You too.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Bye-bye. All right. How baits work? The baited, you know, you use, talk a lot about baits and pest control.
Right.
And we talked about roaches. Roaches are very clean insects, but the baits kill them. How?
Well, a lot of baits are stomach poisons that they eat. Some baits actually attack molecules in the body that take away their energy source. They're not able to take other food and transfer it into energy. With ants, it's a little bit different process. Ants, actually the female foragers that you see, they can't consume solid food. So they will actually take bait back to the nest and feed it to the instars, to the larva. Those are the only ones that will actually consume a solid. And this is, you know, probably a little gross, but the instars will regurgitate that food source, and then that is what the other ants will eat. So that's how you get colony elimination with bait.
That's why I wanted you to tell them. Be gross all you want, but that's what happens. I mean, that's in effect.
And that's why it's a process when you're dealing with baits. Baits are slow. They work slow, and you have to be aggressive with how you apply them. But it does take time for them to work, you know, effectively. It's not like pulling out a can of Raid and spraying the ants. You're only taking care of what you see, not necessarily.
You want a bait to go back to the nest and kill the people in the nest. I mean, kill the
you
insects.
You want to take care of the problem at the source. You don't want to just take right. care of the foraging ants.
And then some baits will kill the queen. You know, right. it gets there that way. The other ants take it to the queen.
Well, as those instars regurgitate that bait, the ants and the other workers are eating that bait, and
right.
that's how the toxin is being spread.
Exactly. All right, now I'm going to go to the something that me, I do dryer vents, and I'm under crawl spaces all the time. I see insects. I don't pay a lot of attention to them anymore. I just keep on getting it. I've been under probably thousands of houses, and I was under three yesterday, and I pay no attention unless I see something to be fearful of. But my point, brown recluse spiders. I've heard so much mess about brown recluse. What's your take on brown recluse?
All right, with brown recluse, there is no infestations in Charlotte of brown recluses that are known. Brown recluse spider is not a species that we run into here, despite what you may hear. So you hear a lot of people say...
No, you're the second exterminating company, pest control company, that's told me that, Killo being the other, because I wanted to be educated.
Right. I think wolf spiders, there's a similarity. People are... wolf spiders grow to be, you know, pretty large in size. People are intimidated by those, and they just... A knee-jerk reaction is to call it a brown recluse. Actually, a pest management professional even has a difficult time identifying brown recluse. The way that we have to do it is we actually have to trap the spider in question, look at it under a microscope, and count the number of eyes. So most spiders have 8 eyes. A brown recluse differs in that it has 6 eyes. The violin shape on the back is not always there, which is something else that a lot of people will mistake and think, okay, well, maybe just because the spider doesn't have that violin shape,
right,
it's not a brown recluse, but it's actually the eyes is what we're looking at.
I got you. Well, I've been told the same thing, and I don't worry about them anymore because, Lord of mercy, if you listen, you'd be scared to death. Mm-hmm. There are many kind of spiders that mimic a brown recluse, I've been told. Mm-hmm. And they look like it. And sure enough, I've seen a lot that look like them, that the original one I saw. Killo Exterminating, I don't know if y'all have one in a vial. They have one in a vial that down there, so I could look at it and at least get some similarity of look. I got to take a break here. We've got callers. Gary, Jim, hold on the phone. We'll be back with more About Your House.
You're listening to About Your House, sponsored by Al Metal Dryer Vent Corporation. Call 704-846-8368. Stick around. About Your House will be right back.
I am Mike Patterson with Austin Company. Austin Company has been saving energy dollars for homeowners in the Charlotte area and beyond since 1970. Boy, have things changed. Call 704-332-1224 and let Austin Company make it easy. From energy audits to high-performance spray foam, Austin Company has affordable solutions for most homes. But remember, no two houses are alike and require different solutions. That is what we do, and there are tax credits available. If you are building a new house, call Austin Company and do it right the first time. There is a reason we have been in business for over 40 years. It's the guiding principles that started Austin Company to provide only the best in quality service and products to make a home more comfortable, more cost efficient to live in. And we continue to do so. From building new homes to remodeling existing, Austin Company offer many services such as roofing, gutters and gutter protection, windows, exterior siding, both vinyl and hardy plank. Call Austin Company at 704-332-1224 or online at theaustincompany.com.
Do you notice your hallway being warmer in the summer and feel a cool draft in the winter and you don't know why? Well, it's simple. It's your disappearing stairs to the attic. You need to seal the opening. Every time your air conditioning comes on, it sucks hot and dusty air from the attic into your home. This causes your system to work double duty. There is an easy solution. The Attic Tent. The Attic Tent seals the opening with a zipper flap. Installation is easy. Visit attictent.com or call toll-free 877-660-5640 and order yours today. Attic Tent will save you money on maintenance and energy costs immediately, while also improving the air quality in your home. Dust and dirt no longer enters your home from even the smallest gaps around the attic door. The Attic Tent will keep more money in your pocket. It's that simple. Don't wait to save your money. Visit attictent.com or call toll-free 877-660-5640 and order your Attic Tent today.
When you need pest and termite control, only one company in Charlotte had 8 consecutive years of award-winning service.
That's Killo Exterminating Company.
Killo Exterminating Company has been protecting Charlotte homes since 1939. No gimmicks, no sales tactics, just honest and dependable pest control service. Call 704-333-9855. Killo Exterminating Company technicians are all state certified. So when you need pest and termite control, call 704-333-9855. Killo Exterminating Company, 704-333-9855.
About Your House is brought to you by Quality Comfort Heating and Air. We're here yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Call us 704-821-6920.
Ruland Supply Company has been assisting homeowners tackle do-it-yourself plumbing projects since 1978. Ruland Supply is family-owned and operated, and our staff has many years of experience and can help you with tips and tricks, as well as offer advice when you're in over your head and should call in a real plumber. We invite you to visit any of our 4 showrooms for ideas on kitchen and bath designs and product selections. Our showroom staff will help you plan and budget for any repair or remodeling job. Or go online, RulandSupply.com. Products by Delta, Renai, on-demand water heaters, and much more. Homeowner or professional, call Ruland Supply Company at 704-282-0660 and let us help with any plumbing project. When it's plumbing, call Ruland Supply, 704-282-0660. We're here to make it easier. That's Ruland, R-U-E-H-L-E-N, supply.com.
Do you need a plumber? Call Ron Steele Plumbing at 704-338-1385. Whether you're remodeling, building, or just need to repair a running toilet, Ron Steele Plumbing is the company to call. If you're tired of waiting for hot water or running out, Ron Steele Plumbing specializes in on-demand water heaters by Renai. Save time, money, and energy, and never wait for hot water again. Ron Steele Plumbing can also install or move gas lines. Call Ron Steele Plumbing at 704-338-1385. That's 704-338-1385.
Charlotte's best sports talk lineup. Mac Attack 6 to 10. Bustin' Loose 10 to 2. The Drive 2 to 7. Sports Radio 610 AM. The Fan.
Welcome back. This is About Your House. Let's go to the phone and talk to Jim. Good morning, Jim. Thank you for your call. How could we help you, sir?
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Good. Do you have any suggestions? We have about 7 feral cats that hang around our doorsteps all the time.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how to maybe take care of that situation?
A big dog.
Yeah, they...
Or a shotgun, huh?
No, I wasn't going there, Jim. No.
Is anybody to come and get them and take them away?
We've been advised to stay out of that. The Department of Natural Resources tells us to just leave that alone. If you got a local animal control division, where do you live at?
Live in Matthews.
Okay. I mean,
you can call Charlotte Mecklenburg Animal Control.
Yeah, I mean, CMPD handles their own animal control now. I don't know if Matthews has their own animal control division. You might want to check with them. They have advised us to stay away from dealing with feral cats.
I was at a house 2 days ago down in Monroe, They had plates in the garage, about nine of them feeding cats. They out on the back patio, they had another 7 to 9 plates. I like to diet. The house was clean. I was amazed. But there was 4 or 5 in the house. And Lord have mercy, if there's an animal I don't want to get out of control and under my house, it's cats. Yeah. But I don't know what – you're just going to have to find some animal control situation to get rid of them or a big dog.
My wife is so compassionate, she started feeding them.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Yep. And then she opened the crawl space door.
Oh, no!
There.
Don't call me to do your drive-in.
Or the exterminator.
Oh, Lord. There is nothing in this business. Y'all agree or disagree, because we ain't discussed this. There's nothing any worse than going under a house that cats have been invading in. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Living in. That is the worst smell. And,
how true.
Ooh.
When they, if they stay in the house and they're not taken care of, they will actually ruin the subfloor. You'll have to tear the floor all the way down to the floor joists to replace it.
To get the smell out.
They don't. I called somebody in, and they went underneath the house and took all the vapor barrier out. They pulled the asbestos. I'm not that the
fiberglass.
Insulation, fiberglass. Yeah.
Fiberglass insulation down from underneath the floor.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
So I've already repaired that. Cost me about $1,500. So I'm ready to get rid of some cats somehow.
Well, I tell you, quit feeding them. You have to stop feeding them. You cannot feed them and expect them to go anywhere. Hey, I wouldn't. Feed me. What time we eating? I mean, seriously.
Okay.
You got to quit feeding them, and then they'll go somewhere. They want to be fed. All right.
All right.
If you don't feed them, they'll go away.
But animal control should help you with it because they are a health problem.
They are. Cats are bad. They can be horrendous. But good luck. I wish I could give you the golden answer on that one.
Well, you've given me the suggestion to go to the
call the Humane Society. That's where you're going to start. Humane Society. Okay. Start there, because they will direct you in the humane way to get rid of them. And they're a very passionate group. I endorse them 100%. They do some absolutely marvelous, miraculous things in this community for the community and the animals in it. And that's where I would start, is the Humane Society. Not animal control, but in fact, the Humane Society works in direct tandem with animal control. Day in and day out, they're kind of work together like you just wouldn't believe. A lot of people don't know how close they are. So anyway, call Humane Society, okay?
Well, thank you for that tip, and we'll certainly do that. And y'all have a nice Christmas and Happy New Year. And
thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
Take care.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. All right. But Humane Society, if you've got animal problems, you can call them, dogs, cats, strays, whatever. That's who you need to call.
Yeah, because if they can't handle it, they bring the other.
Well, they've been on the show here.
Yeah. They have just advised us as private.
I understand. Oh, I understand.
To stay away from domestics.
Right.
Or even feral cats.
Right. I hear
There's
you.
Just a lot of emotion, you know, with that. And neighbors seeing a cat in a
Or you end up getting a cat that belongs to somebody that's running with the others, and then you got a nightmare of a problem. You know what I mean?
I personally don't like cats. I'm sorry. I don't like them. Some of them like me. I like them if they like me, but I'm cats. No. Matter of fact, somebody came over to the place the other day and said, Ray, you need a cat. What? I don't need a cat. Thank you very much. And guess who I saw when I pulled up yesterday? There was a cat outside. I said, oh, no. No, I will not feed the cat. No. I don't want a cat around. And if you don't want animals, folks, the bottom line is don't feed them, right? Right. Wouldn't that be the first golden rule?
Yeah.
And with bugs, don't feed them what they like. But how do you know? You can't talk to them. Listen, be clean. Use hygiene, and your bug population will be down, right or wrong?
Right. Sanitation is a big key in any type of pest management.
There you go. How do they get in touch with Citywide if they want to talk to you?
Phone number 704-888-0911. Or our website is citywideexterm, E-X-T-E-R-M, .com.
Yep. This company, along with Killo, companies of choice, great companies, great service. Family back, I mean, you know, go way back. Trained well, and they only do what they do. You know, that's bugs and pest control and wildlife control. That's all they do. See it? Not coming to sell you furnace. So there you go.
Our roof shingles are gutters.
Now go spread some love this week, folks. It's Christmas. Travel around this town. Slow down. Traffic is a, well, traffic's rough, okay? Be slow. Be cautious of the leaves. Be cautious of the people. A lot of people walk around, ride bikes in this city. They got the right-of-way, believe it or not, not the cars. So be cautious. Spread some love. Find you a child, a mentor. The elderly need a lot of help. I know this. I see it week in and week out. It's becoming a big problem in this country, so we need to help. So go make it a great week. Enjoy the holiday season. Have all of you. Be careful. Merry. Eat, drink, be merry. And most of all, be responsible. We'll see you next Saturday right here on About Your House.
You've been listening to About Your House with Ray Terry. Tune in every Saturday morning right here on the Sports Station. Sports Radio 610 AM. WFNZ.
Hi, folks. Skip Norris here from the Building Center, and I'm excited to announce that homeowners all over the Carolinas can now receive a free in-house estimate for quality replacement windows and doors by simply calling 1-877-WINDOWS. That's right. Just give us a call at 1-877-WINDOWS, and we will be happy to send a replacement window and door specialist to your home today. The Building Center is the area's largest building material supplier and millwork manufacturer with over 35 years' experience. To take advantage of our extraordinary buying power, all you have to do is call 1-877-WINDOWS. And for a limited time only, receive a $250 credit if you purchase 8 or more replacement windows. So hurry and call 1-877-WINDOWS now for your free in-house estimate. 1-877-WINDOWS by the Building Center is a telephone call that is sure to save you money.